we are going to talk about a very special event that's on, in fact, this coming weekend from Friday the 3rd of May to Monday the 6th of May. There is a special golf fundraiser for Parkinson's Ireland Galway branch. It's on in Lochray Golf Club. And there are loads of different prizes, and there's also an opportunity, if you do fancy sponsoring a tea box, you get the opportunity to do that also. Gerard Lochnan joins me here in studio. Gerard, it's so good to have you in, and thank you so much for joining us. And you know what? When events like these, fundraisers like these are so important, and they're also a lot of fun as well for people who take part in them.
There's a serious point of view that you have to raise money, because Galway Parkinson's holds a lot of classes, exercise classes in Athenry, Banlaslow, Galway, Toom, Clifton, and we hold yoga classes on Zoom, and the Parkinson's Ireland don't get any state funding, so we rely very much on fundraising. And this fundraising event next weekend in Lochray Golf Club, it's 4 days of golf. It's team golf of four, and there are loads of prizes. And it is good fun. Now that the weather has picked up and it's suitable to get out playing golf.
Oh, yeah.
That it definitely is. There's lots of spaces available, and especially on Sunday and Monday. So if you're looking for something to do, the lawn is cut. Out you go.
Yeah, but and I mean, Lochray Golf Club is a gorgeous course, anyway.
I'm not a
golfer. I love watching it, but there's quite a few who do, and you know they speak very, very highly of it. So it's an ideal venue for an event like this.
It is, and they have done a lot of work to help us, to help out people working, sponsoring prizes, taking teams. They have put a lot of work into it, and as you say, it is a very good golf course. It's a good test of one's ability, stamina and otherwise, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It's great that it's on over the 4 days, because it gives people an opportunity. Sometimes when you have events like these, you know, people just might not be able to take part because it just doesn't suit their own times. But here, there's no excuse. It's Friday to Monday. You have to find some space to go.
Yeah, there is some slots that are reserved for members and other societies. But they have facilitated us very much. And you can get lots of spare slots, and there's some available still Friday and Saturday, but there's definitely no problem getting out Sunday and Monday.
And this is part, I know we're talking about what's happening in Lochray, but this is part of a very, very big week, because Mount Juliet is on this week as well. You're going out yourself, and this is featuring golfers, Ireland, Australia, actually pretty much quite a few countries are all taking part in this.
It is. I was going to keep away from that, but it is a big... We started out 3 years ago with getting 8 people together. We have now grown to a group of 55 people who have Parkinson's and who still play golf. And we're having a tournament in Mount Juliet on Tuesday and Wednesday that people, as you say, from all over the world are coming to play in it. 2 days golf.
And that's what's so fantastic about this tournament, is that it's competitive. It's competitive. There's a chance of winning things, and you know, ye are as competitive as anybody, and you want to win those titles.
Yeah, there's some of the people that I've got to play with, and I've played in a lot of courses as a result, that are playing off 20 handicap now. They used to play off scratch golf, like, you know, and that, but they have Parkinson's, they battle it, and that's why the fundraiser, such as next weekend, is important, because it allows us to do the exercises, the exercises that gives us the strength to continue to play golf and take part in tournaments like in Lochray or Mount Juliet.
And we have to be fair, and I have to be honest and say that funding without funding like that, services cannot be provided. And this is one thing. And it, you know, it doesn't matter what organization. It could be motor neuron disease, could be Parkinson's, it could be anything. If without that funding, those services are so vital to people with Parkinson's, but also to their families.
Yeah, there's the exercise aspect that benefits people, and there's also the social aspect that people can meet, have the cup of coffee and or cup of tea after the class, after the event, and that was a big thing in COVID times, that people found the social aspect wasn't available anymore, and that is equally as important as the exercise classes.
And people suffered, during COVID. I mean, it was well known, it was well documented that by not having that social aspect, that you know, people they suffered, they suffered mentally.
They did. Like people, when you got back together, people said that they felt they didn't realise how much they had missed the social interaction.
It is. It's an absolutely remarkable thing. It's remarkable, and I don't mean that in a good way. Sometimes that events like this have to be held. They're fantastic. They're great social outings. That's definitely. But the fact that the funding is so crucially important for these people, for the organisations, for those who run it, that this is an ongoing thing as well.
It is ongoing. Like, you're always looking to the next event, and we're very lucky in that we have wonderful people who organise events, to sponsor events, to run fundraising events, and it's very important that people continue to do that and that people continue to support them.
Absolutely. If people are interested, we're going to throw it out there. If people are interested in sponsoring or being part sponsor of the event or maybe taking part, I saw there in the poster that, you know, there's an opportunity for someone to sponsor a tea box if they can for 50 quid. You know, it's not earth-shattering money if you're a business.
If times can be tougher for businesses, but there are opportunities to sponsor a tea box or sponsor a green for €50, or if you wanted to encourage, be good to clients or treat employees for it's 120 for a team of four. You have various opportunities of supporting it.
Absolutely. If they want to take part, if they fancy getting involved, how they go about doing it?
I'd say that the simplest way is if they contact John Redden on 087 134 6692, and I'm not available for the first half of the week. But if they contact John, he'll look after sponsorship or allocation of a tea time.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got the numbers here. And as well as that, you can contact Siobhan as well in Lochray Golf Club. I have her number here. So it's 087-911-9147. That's 087-911-9147. That's Siobhan in Lochray Golf Club. And I'll repeat the numbers again. John Redden, 087-134-6692. Or you can also contact Adrian Canlan on 087-299-6227. Just to mention the prizes, because everybody likes to win a prize, there's prizes for the men's team, women's team, there's also mixed team, a non-handicapped team, nearest to the pin, longest drive, obviously if you get a hole in one, fair play, and there's also the gross prize as well. So it's there's something for everybody, isn't there?
There is, and important of all, a good day's enjoyment to be had.
Absolutely. Jerry, I really appreciate you coming into studio.
Not at all. I'm so grateful. Thank you for your support.
Not at all. It's an absolute pleasure, and By the way, if you want more information, we're going to podcast this as well this evening, so people get another chance to have a listen and just to get more information, as much information as they possibly can. And the best of luck on Tuesday and Wednesday in Montelius.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
What time do you start playing on Tuesday?
We're out around 11 to 1, I think, on Tuesday, and 10:30 to 12 on Wednesday.
And you get to go up to Mount Juliet, one of the greatest courses of all time. Jerry, thank you so much.
That's all. Thank you, John.